Perhaps your guests will create a room. But leer the ja, when you're younger. But leer the ja, when you're younger. Shocked a few, cause shocked and good. But leer the ja, when you're younger. Tour at the man. Share my man. Share post, get out my dung. Shando, I tell my lung. Shan shabu, caboni. Shingla man, I catch your man. Brush on, get a look, a loose solo, Kamal. Solo, Kamal. Solo, Kamal. Yago, 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 Torgum. But I should me a short, hear a short, but no. Nyebut beri je, nyebut galwa. Cedur yang membawa kesah. Cedur yang ber. Cedur yang lo. Cedur yang ber. Cedur yang le. Cedur yang ber. Cedur yang lo. Cedur yang ber.
Of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decade, Brad Savage.
Brad Savage.
Thanks for tuning in to our wavelength. Welcome to Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music and cultural history in 1 hour. This is episode number 148, CruisingTheDecades.com. And this week we say hello and greetings to new listeners on our newest station, 88.7 WCSF in Joliet, Illinois, the college radio student station from the University of St. Francis. And on today's show, Cy Kernan of The Fix joins us, but it's a time warp to 1984, plus the mystery and wonder of Trout Mask Replica, one of the most remarkable albums of the late 1960s. And this world can't stand long. Roy Acuff warned us about it way back in 1948. Suggestive R&B in the early 1950s. And I know a junk food junkie. Do you? Well, let's get started with one song per decade, and we'll start over 100 years ago. Way back in 1917, I just came across this song recently. It's by singer Manuel Romaine, and it is called Honor Thy Mother and Father. This is Cruising the Decades. We're pulling out a wax cylinder recording from 1917. Let's start the show. CruisingTheDecades.com.
Will follow you. find one way to repay all of thy father and mother. Love them like they love you. You'll never have any other. Protect them, respect them like they want you to. Remember every day they're growing older, and you'll be mighty sorry when they go. So honor thy father and mother, and good luck will follow you.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
Time for you, little
the decades, 100 years of music. That was a 1926 recording by the Cavaliers called Sleepyhead. We'll send that one out to all the Wahoos listening in Charlottesville, Virginia. Wahoo Wah. Well, the Cavaliers were actually Ben Selvin and his band. Ben Selvin is a fascinating character in the history of recorded music. A band leader, musician, record producer. His nickname was the Dean of Recorded Music. And it is estimated that under all the different aliases that he recorded, he did somewhere between 13,000 and 20,000 different songs. How can that even be? Well, due to contractual obligations, he used many different names and aliases. The Cavaliers are one of them. But it was always him and different band members, and the man was obsessed with recording songs. Many different sounds and styles. You could do a graduate-level course just on the recordings of Ben Selvin. Once again, that was Sleepyhead on Cruising the Decades, one song per decade and 100 years of music. Up next, it's Benny Goodman's orchestra, and this is Helen Ward on vocals, a 1936 recording of one of those standard songs. Written in 1936 by Rodgers and Hart, it was originally for the musical called Billy Rose's Jumbo. And then it was later used in a different musical called On Your Toes. Very famous song. There's a Small Hotel from the Goodman Band on Cruisin' the Decades.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruising the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave. Whoa.
The maker who created it will never let it stand this way. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Gotta be destroyed again. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate.
Decades with the famous voice of Roy Acuff, one of his early hits in 1948, a song pleading for kindness and love. Roy Acuff is one of the most important figures in the history of country music and popular music, a country music Hall of Famer, and synonymous with the Grand Ole Opry for 40 years. What a great catalog of recordings he has if you listen in to his recorded music. That's what this show is all about. CruisingTheDecades.com. You can find all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. And it's all about music appreciation. It's kind of the roots of modern music and where what we listen to today comes from. We do one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage, and we roll now into the R&B sounds of 1951. This is the best-known song by singer Connie Allen. I really enjoy listening to these sounds that directly laid the groundwork for what would become rock and roll just 5, 6, 7 years later. In this case, Connie Allen is backed by Todd Rhodes and his Toddlers, or the Todd Rhodes Orchestra. This is a fun one. It's called Rocket 69 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
You'll love
me fly through the sky and go all of this world. I bet you, sweet papa, I can make you feel mighty fine.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
When you take a little trip on a rocket 69.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
We'll zip it, we'll dip it
on the rocket 69.
We'll rip it, we'll tip it
on the rocket 69.
We'll flip it, we'll whip it
on the rocket 69.
We'll ride. The trip will be fine in my Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Motown, 1963, the biggest solo hit for Eddie Holland. That was Leaving Here, a song which I discovered in the 90s when it was covered by Pearl Jam for a charity benefit album. And Holland, Dozier, Holland, you ever heard of that trio from Motown? Well, HDH refers to the songwriting and production team of Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland, who wrote some of the biggest songs for the entire Motown era. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. Chronologically, we do one song per decade for a time warp travel journey through music's glorious history. And we're going to hang out in the 1960s for one more bonus track, and this goes forward to 1969 for Captain Beefheart. Don Van Vliet is Captain Beefheart, and along with the Magic Band, wrote some of the most essential and absolutely strange recordings to ever be released commercially in the 60s and 70s. A real cult figure, a real record collector figure. We're going to zero in on Trout Mask Replica, released June of 1969, produced by Frank Zappa, a wildly experimental listen of R&B, garage rock, blues, and jazz, and just a really avant-garde composition. It's hard to listen to because it's so strange, but that is precisely what made it such a masterpiece and such an underground classic. In total, Trout Mask Replica has 28 songs and clocks in at nearly 79 minutes. And like I said, it's not the world's catchiest or most easy to listen to record, but its influence is unparalleled. Let's listen to this one called She's Too Much for My Mirror from Captain Beefheart off the classic Trout Mask Replica. Double album of 1969 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Here you would have a famous version of She's Too Much for My Mirror. Note the clever slate. She's Too Much for My or Anybody's Mirror, number two. Told you.
Oh, Chicago, she's a woman that make a young man a bum. She howl like the wind, make my heart grow cold. Make me long for that little red farm. She make things fly, she make things roll. She got me way over here and I'm hungry and cold. Told me I ought to be choosy. That was way back when I thought you were my friend. Now I find out she's a floozy. I remember the butterflies and the sweet smell of corn in the bubbling fish in that little pond. Oh, losey. Oh, losey. How long for you? How long for you? She's too much for my mirror.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world. AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
You know I love that organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar. Just sucking on my plain white yogurt from my hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an Old Moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Patrick. Oh, yeah, in the daytime. but at night I'm a junk food junkie.